Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrew Williams. I'm a Chief Executive, and with me is our Finance Director, Kevin Thompson. I'm sure you've already read through the trading update release this morning. So after a few comments from me, I'll open up the call to questions. So clearly you've seen after a good first half performance, we've made good progress. I'm pleased with the progress we've made, and we've remained on track to achieve another record year for revenue and profit. I think what was interesting is that the relative sector and regional trading patterns have continued to be broadly the same as the first half. The order intakes remained ahead of revenue, which is what we'd expect to see during that period. And also, it means our order book's in a good position coming into the final 2 months of the financial year. There's two specific points which I think merit further comment. The first one I want to highlight is I think that it's important to emphasise the fact we're benefiting from both the resilience of the growth drivers in the group, so the safety regulation, the demand for healthcare, and also we're benefiting from the regional and market diversity of the group's customer base. So even though, as we talked about the half-year results, we've got process safeties, oil and gas-related customers having a tougher time, our other three sectors, as you know, are more than making up for it. I think we saw something similar last year with environmental analysis when it was having a challenging year last year. I think in that context, I'm particularly pleased with the recovery that we're seeing this year for environmental analysis, but also not underestimating the continued good progress from the medical and infrastructure safety sectors. The second point I'd like to highlight is I think it's been a really strong period for acquisitions, and the important thing there is it clearly sets us up very well for the next financial year. I really like the mix of the deals that we've done, so they're all in core markets, they all got a technology that we understand, but at the same time I think the acquisitions we've made absolutely have more, perhaps higher growth potential than we've seen. And also, they've each got opportunities for us to add value. So, for example, by investing in growth in international markets and also by building deeper management talent in those businesses to help drive the growth. And I think when I was reflecting on the deals we've done, the one thing I do think is that we're starting to see the benefit of the new sector structure in terms of our M&A effort. For example, I'm not convinced we would have got the Centrac deal or moved fast enough, should I say, to get ourselves in the box seat for the Centrac deal under the previous structure. So it's good and pleasing to see that new structure start to pay some dividends. So in overall terms, very pleased with where we are coming into with just 2 months to go in the financial year. And as I said earlier, with some good momentum coming into the next financial year. So that concludes my opening comments, and I'd like to hand back to the operator, who will open up the call to questions.
Certainly, participants, as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question or make a comment, please press the star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 for a question or comment. The question today comes from the line of Nick James from Numis. Your line is open.
Morning. Yes, I just wanted to clarify on the organic growth. I think you said that the relative patterns have remained the same. In terms of the absolute level of organic growth in H2, is it running the same as in H1 or is it running a little bit less than in H1?
Yeah, we don't give organic growth rate numbers out at our trading updates in February, Nick. However, one of the reasons for that is this mismatch between order intake and revenue, as we typically see in Q3. So it's not until we get towards the end of Q4, you know, you get those final numbers coming through. I think the more important thing for me at the moment is that order intake rate, which has been, you know, good during these first 4 months of the second half of the year. So I think, you know, we're in good shape coming into the final year. I think consensus that we've got, I think consensus around 164 million. I think if you sort of infer what does that say, it takes you to about 4-5% of organic growth to deliver that consensus figure.
Great, thanks very much.
Next question is from the line of Andrew Wilson from JP Morgan. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning everyone. Just a quick one on the oil and gas business, and just try and get a sense of sequentially how that's trended. Is that, it felt like the second quarter was weaker than the first. Has it been weaker again? Is it just treading along at a lower level?
Yeah, Answer it two ways. At the headline level, yes, but part of that was due to the fact the year-on-year comparator last year in Q3 was much tougher. If you remember, we had a €4 million order in last year's Q3 for South America. So clearly at a headline level, I think if you look at it underlying and say, you know, you say sequentially, yeah, my sense is that things are not getting any easier. And as we talked about at the half-year results presentation, our expectation for 2016 are absolutely that things aren't going to improve. So the emphasis in those businesses is still to invest, to diversify into other markets, and obviously the longer time goes on, the closer we are to seeing the benefit of that coming through. So, yeah, certainly no easier coming in the third quarter into the fourth quarter.
And if I can just follow up just on sort of the orders versus revenue in terms of the growth rates, has the delta between orders and revenue changed from the first half? And I appreciate it sounds like there's a sort of seasonal element to that, but I mean, do you feel that orders are running ahead of revenues at a similar kind of rate, at least on an underlying basis?
It felt in the 4 months so far in H2 that actually order intake has, in relative terms, has been actually a bit stronger than we saw in the first half of the year. So, you know, it's normally slightly, you know, we use the phrase slightly ahead of revenue, but it's been a little bit stronger than that during the 4 months. But some of that may be timing, so we'll see how things, things finish up by the time we get to the end of the year.
Very clear. Thanks very much.
Question is from the line of Rob Verdi from Jefferies. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to dive into the environmental and analysis sector a little bit. Are you seeing a pickup from AMP6 coming through in the UK?
I think that's part of it, Rob. I think the AMP period is helping, obviously, those water businesses. But equally, if you like, for that sector, you've got quite a substantial American presence there in terms of the end markets we serve. And overall, that's been that sector itself has contributed quite well to the growth we're seeing in the US. So actually for that sector, it isn't just that one thing, the AMP period helping the water business. It's quite widespread across that sector. So it still feels to me as if, yeah, we're still to see the full benefit of the AMP sector coming through, and that's something, as we talked about the half year, that we'd expect to see as we go through 2016.
Sorry, you said you're still to see the full effect of that coming through.
Yeah, because it takes a while for the full rate to come through, because it tends to be in the first sort of 2.5 years that the spend tends to build up over that period of time. You don't get sort of a bow wave in the first 6 months and then it peters out for the rest of the 5-year cycle. It tends to build as you go through the first sort of year and a half, 2.5 years. So we're early on in that. We're 1 year into that period.
Yeah, I think there's a certain amount of preparation that goes in the early stages that then leads through into the actual revenue coming through. So, I think we're still earlier stage.
Okay. Very clear. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Stephen Swanton from Redburn. Your line is open.
Morning. Just another question on process. It's hard to believe that the trends haven't got, everything we see kind of points to trends getting worse in process. I'm just wondering kind of if you've taken any sort of action on the cost base to reflect that, or certainly reflect my view of it. And I guess second question is obviously FX is kind of helping now, and just what the kind of guidance is for your fiscal 17. Thinking about kind of 3%, so just wanted to check that.
Yeah, I'll take the first one and Kevin answer on the currency. In process safety, we've got some individual businesses that particularly, as we've got about maybe five or six businesses that are, if you like, predominantly selling into the oil and gas market. And absolutely those businesses at an individual level have been taking some cost out. But at the same time, we've been trying to balance that, as I said earlier in the call, with investing to diversify into other markets. So, you know, it isn't a case where they've got no other place to go in terms of where they can sell. And I think, given the diversity of our business, we've got to use that as a strength and encourage those businesses appropriately, if you like, to invest in new markets to grow into. From a currency point of view?
I think your estimate's about right. Yeah, if there's with the dollar around mid-140s, euro around 130, that'd be about 3% benefit next year. You're right.
Great. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jonathan Hearn from Credit Suisse. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Just a couple of questions, or I should say a few questions from me. I think firstly, just coming back on process, obviously you're talking about investing to diversify. There's often obviously a lag between obviously putting that investment in and seeing the benefits. When do we start to see the benefits of your investment in process? That's the first question.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, John, this is a different answer, different businesses. As I say, it's a relatively small number of businesses in our group. So, you know, you typically, in terms of what are the kind of things you'll do, you'll typically be investing in sales, you know, sales resources to sell into new markets, or you'll be investing in new product development to go into those new markets. And some of those businesses are actually quite well advanced in terms of selling into other process industries and other markets, and they'll start to see the benefit of that in 2016, you know, the next financial year. And I think one or two of those five, probably you're looking at early 2017 before they start to see the impact of the new products and the resource they put in. So across those five or six businesses, it's going to be a bit of a spread, really, in terms of the return. So overall, you'd like to think that you can start to see the benefit of it in the second half of the next financial year, but it's a sort of a slow process, not one of those things where you can change very rapidly, because for those businesses who could do that, they've already done it. And it's easy to overlook, but in process safety, you know, over half the companies there are not dominated by the oil and gas market, and they already are making good progress and growing market share in their other markets.
Okay, great. Second question, I know this is going to be a bit tough, but I just wonder if you can give some a little bit more granularity on the products within the company that are doing well and the ones that are not. I mean, also we've talked about process, but how are we doing in terms of elevator safety maybe, and also just in terms of medical, you know, how many products are doing really well and how many are obviously having a bit of a tougher time?
That could be a long answer, Jonathan, generalising, I'd look at it across the board. We are seeing good progress across, I'd say, just about all of our subsectors. You're right. If we looked at a more granular level, elevator safety is finding life slightly more difficult than fire safety. But when you take it in the round, it's only really those businesses exposed to the oil and gas markets in process safety that are in a situation where, you know, they're struggling to see a way to get growth in the short term and having to take the action we talked about earlier. So it's quite a broad-based rate of growth, I'd say, across our business, as evidenced by the fact that three of the sectors are making good progress.
Yeah.
Okay. And just the last one was just looking into next year. Obviously, R&D was ramped up in the first half. We're going to start to see the benefits of that coming through now. Where is the biggest number of sort of new product introductions coming through in the next financial year, just in terms of the division, please?
That's a good question. And it's difficult to answer because the product life cycles, the rate at which products gain traction in the market change. So, for example, in the medical sector, that's the sector where we've had the biggest increase in R&D investment. However, it's also the sector where you've got a 9 to 12 month product approval cycle to go through before you get to get the registrations, before you can start selling those products into the market. On the other hand, environmental analysis is a sector where you get a shorter lag between launching the product and starting to see the impact that on the top line and the bottom line. So I'd say probably environmental analysis is an area where you start to see a more immediate impact. And I'd probably put medical and infrastructure safety as an area where you've got between 6 and 12 months of product approvals before you start seeing the benefit. So you're going to see that come through over time rather than it being sort of an immediate impact across all four sectors.
Okay. Great stuff. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time, but participants, once again, if you do wish to ask a question or make a comment, please press the *1 on your telephone keypad. We have another question from the line of Michael Blogg from Investec. Your line is open.
Yes, good morning. Apologies for focusing on the one area of weakness, but the oil and gas, your latest addition to that. I was just wondering how the business in Crossaco fares in a downturn, because we haven't seen it for long enough to know how it responds to the ups and downs in the oil and gas cycle.
Yeah, I suppose we're learning to some extent as well. It's got a reasonable, reasonable platform of repeat ordering business. So, you know, it's got, consumables would be too strong a word, but when it's got an installation for this corrosion monitoring, there are elements of the system which you're, if you like, constantly selling to replace on the system as the system is maintained. So they're monitoring, if you like, an ongoing process rather than relying on new projects. But like the other oil and gas businesses, where we're seeing anything related to a new project or a new installation, then they're seeing very much the same as our other oil and gas related businesses and having to find ways to push the other elements of their business where they can see some growth. So yeah, they're having, you know, a tough time alongside the other oil and gas businesses because they're not getting that new project income coming through to the business.
Okay, thanks very much.
No further questions at this time. Speaker, please continue.
Okay, everyone, that concludes the call. Thanks for joining us this morning. Look forward to catching up the full year results in June. Thank you.